very much.
Thank you.
The only thing I would raise is that, I meant to ask you before the meeting, Joe. Claire raised this point about, you call it UKOG, or UKOG, UKOG drilling thing.
Yeah.
Have you spoken to her in the meantime, or can you tell us now?
Apologies, I haven't had a chance to look at that, but I'll put that as my first action from today's meeting, is to look at UKOG, but I'm fairly certain that we don't have any, but...
Mine is not because I have any preference whether we do or we don't. I just think where we know there is an application coming in for two sites, it might put us in a compromising position.
Yeah. No, as far as I'm aware, we don't, but I will check that out.
We did have a general, long time ago, a year or so back, John Midland from one of the West White councillors, on the very same theme, said, how can our planning committee make applications or decide on things if the Isle of Wight Council is invested in oil and gas companies?
Yeah.
And we did investigate that, and we were clear in a sense. It's not that we don't invest in them.
Just double check, because we don't get to do the investments.
But obviously, it's the sort of thing which the general public might not take to.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, thank you for that. Yeah, you're not allowed to have matters arising or any other business on the agendas anymore. Some lunatic somewhere decided you couldn't do that. So we have to raise those, normally speaking, we would have to raise those items during the members' question time, which is towards the end. But by that time, everybody wants to go home, so we don't get much of a chance. So we'll mention it now. Are you recording this?
Yeah.
I better be careful what I say. Sorry, I forgot.
Some lunatic said.
Yeah. Right.